Dr. Saber dictating an office note on patient Riham Shaheen, R-I-H-A-M Shaheen, C-H-A-H-I-N-E. Date of birth is 9/10/1994. Date of service is 6/7/2023, per PACAF. The patient presents to my office for nephrological care. Patient had been diagnosed last month with nephrotic syndrome and had been hospitalized on May 29 at Houston Methodist Hospital West Campus for diffuse anasarca. Her workup was serologic workup was negative. She was seen by nephrology, and she eventually ended up having a kidney biopsy that identified minimal change disease. Patient was given pulse dose steroid and was discharged home on 80 milligram of prednisone daily. Patient presents to my office today for opinion and further management of her disease, period. A review of systems reveals persisting anasarca, leg edema, presacral edema, palpitations, shortness of breath, headaches, insomnia, urinary frequency, oral ulcers, itchy skin. She has minimal epigastric discomfort, no heartburn, no nausea or vomiting, no abdominal pain or diarrhea or constipation. She has no dysuria or hematuria noted. She does have foaming in the urination. She has regular periods, leg swelling positive. Other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization status: patient received three COVID-19 gene injections. Period. Past medical history is unremarkable. Past surgical history includes rhinoplasty. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history: patient is single, no kids. She's an excess smoker. Shisha. Social alcohol use, no drug use. She works as an accountant. Family history: mother with history of lymphoma in remission. Father, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Sister is healthy, period. Current medications include prednisone 80 mg daily. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils round, reactor to light and accommodation. Injected conjunctive and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy. No carotid bilaterally, no jugular extension bilaterally. Most oral mucosa, minimal oral ulcers could be found. No oral thrush could be seen. Next supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated in rhythm. Normal sphenas 2. No murmurs heard. No friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation. No crackles always is heard. Abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly. No splenomegaly. No guardian rebound or rigidity. Extremities. There is 2 plus bleeding edema in the lower extremities. Back. There is 1 plus presacral edema. Period. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations from Houston Methodist show the following. On 6/1/2023, sodium 133, potassium 3.6, chloride 101, potassium 226, BUN 31, creatinine 1.37, estimated GFR is 54 milliliter per minute, glucose 140, calcium 7.3, phosphorus 3.9, magnesium 2.6, albumin is 0.8. Period. White count was 14.9, hemoglobin 13.7, platelet count 347. Urinalysis shows 3 plus protein, RBC is 163, WBC 15. 24-hour urine collection or last urine protein to creatinine ratio shows more than 6 grams of proteinuria. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Minimal change disease with nephrotic syndrome. Severe hypoalbuminemia. High risk for hypercoagulable state. Patient will be started on supportive regimen with famotidine to prevent gastritis, vitamin D supplementation, as well as nystatin to prevent yeast infections, and Xarelto prophylaxis dose to prevent renal vein thrombosis and DVTs, as well as atorvastatin to treat her hyperlipidemia. We are going to cut down the prednisone dose to 60 milligram daily. We're going to re-evaluate the situation in 3 weeks' time. If her proteinuria is not improving, we may have to move to more invasive immunosuppressive therapy. Period. Paragraph. Patient will be started on a spike detox protocol as well, since she has most likely spike toxicity from COVID/COVID vaccine. We're going to reevaluate as well in a few weeks. Period. Paragraph. Patient will need to work remotely because she cannot go to the office with her current medical condition. Period. Follow up in 3 weeks in office with preclinical labs. End of report. Thanks.